The bridge trembled under Kalyn's first step, the ancient wood groaning as if it knew the weight of what he was leaving behind and what he still carried in his broken heart. Below him, a deep, shadowed chasm seemed to swallow light itself. Behind him, the village of Lif felt suffocating. His pack held everything he owned, everything he was willing to carry into the unknown. The walking stick in his grip had been his father's. It was the only inheritance that mattered now. There was no going back. He had spent his entire life in the village, surrounded by routines, old faces, and even older stories. But even the most beloved stories can become cages when repeated too often without question, blurring the line between comfort and confinement. In Lif, he had friends, family, and predictability. Yet within that comfort lived a quiet longing, a whisper in his soul telling him there was more beyond the horizon, more than the roles he had inherited and the rituals he followed. It wasn't a loud or demanding voice. It pulsed gently, just a persistent ache, like a forgotten song that kept trying to be remembered, echoing from somewhere beyond the veil. Kalyn was a man of medium height, with dark brown hair that curled slightly at the ends, hinting at an untamed spirit. His matching brown eyes often reflected an inner conflict, torn between a desire for adventure and the pull of responsibility.